Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Well, this is what Hillary said. She said, I think they have, but I have no idea. I don't.
Wendy's Frosty Frap.
Well, they do have it.
No, I just said. Oh.
We're about to be live.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys, bring in Brent Musburger. Bring him in. You are looking live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore loser.
I mean, there's no way that sounded good.
No, there's no way.
There's no
it's
way.
It's too loud now. my ears are blown out.
There's no way.
Like, turn my ears down or something. All of a sudden, it's really loud.
Let me start again, but let's keep that. I want them to see the behind the scenes.
Wow. I got it.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We are the 1, 2, 3
sore loser.
You are looking live.
Coach, I thought you said something else. We are fucking live. I'm like, he's going hard today.
Yeah. I hope he did not say, I don't think he said that.
Heard that. I'm like, dang, Coach is going hard.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports
genius.
Genius.
That's for everyone that's been wanting that. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What's up, y'all?
You just took a bite before you started talking.
Guys, this episode is brought to you by Wendy's. It is sizzin'. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of town. I also have a Wendy's frap sitting to my right. Guys, over to you while I finish this Baconator.
Correction. It is a vanilla frosticino.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, so it's half frosty, half coffee.
Is it really good, right?
Coach, that's your third, so it better be good.
Comparable to Starbucks. I'm not even kidding, just because they brought this show to you guys.
Is that not your third coffee?
Second. Just like when you're drinking. Nobody knows the number of their drinks.
Yes, you're right. Oh, well, that's six shots. Actually, it's seven. No one counts.
So when you tell the cop, I've only had a couple, you don't really mean two?
Hey, that's the best part is everybody that's ever been pulled over has always been, I just had a couple beers.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
I've had a couple beers.
It's always a couple.
I had a couple drinks at happy hour. I had a couple drinks at this wedding. It's always a couple. It's never I had one. It's never I had three. It's never a couple.
I wonder if the cops ever like, holy, he actually just had a couple. He only blew a .3.
Maybe. .03. Yeah, right? He was telling the truth. Look at that. The Johnny Damon video. Is that his name, Johnny Damon?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the La Russa video?
No.
Oh, it's 10 times worse than anything you've ever seen.
Tommy La Russa?
Tony La Russa?
Tony La Russa. Tommy.
Who's Tommy?
The manager of the Dodgers?
That's Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, shh. Hey, I don't know the who's who's of the
you
what's
don't know
what.
Who La Russa is?
Yeah, St. Louis. Cardinals.
Well, he's now the manager of the White Sox.
Really? He's still doing the whole thing?
Well, he just came back this
back.
Year.
That's
yes,
right.
He came back
right.
this year.
Man, he looks
I mean,
just
you should
like Pete
know
Rose.
That because we bet on the White Sox every game.
I know, but I haven't watched one single game. Okay. Maybe one that was on Sunday Night Baseball. Is it Sunday Night Baseball?
There's Sunday ESPN? Night Baseball. There's Monday Night. There's sometimes.
No. ESPN has like the staple nights.
Yeah.
I think it's Tuesday and Sundays.
Okay.
Maybe. But, what was his thing? Did he say a couple beers?
He was passed out in the middle of the intersection. And he was like, this is my championship ring. I think he was trying to show him the championship ring. And it was just bad.
Oh, he was trying to show him the ring? Look, we talk about this all the time. Like, oh, they're rich. I can't believe he doesn't have a driver,
no,
right?
No, really, why don't they?
Right, right. And I'm telling you right now, from my cab story the other night when I told you I had to pay $50 to get a cab home, it's because it's stupid expensive, and I get these guys are rich. God. But it's stupid expensive to get a cab, dude. I'm not saying, like, okay, stop. It's okay to drink and drive. But for people that are like, man, I'm just not having, like, a good financial situation. You bet the debate's in their head, like, I want to be safe, but I can't afford $50 for a cab
ride. We've never addressed your side of town. Eddie, you live significantly farther
from
the
airport only one,
than the average person living in the metropolis of Nashville.
He probably lives about the average distance from the airport.
That's true.
The average distance.
Yes. So, Coach, for normal people, they're probably debating in their head, like, oh, man, I really shouldn't drive, but I also can't afford a cab.
Well, I know. I was going to go to the airport, saw it was $25, and said, screw that. I'll ditch my car somewhere near the airport and made it cheaper than that. I'm not paying $25 for an Uber.
At Ray's wedding, my wife didn't drink a lot, but at Ray's wedding, we were going to get a Lyft or an Uber or whatever, and it was almost $120. And I saw it get higher and higher every hour.
That's a joke.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. How am I going to get home with $120 for a freaking car ride?
One thing I think should be illegal is if you park in a parking garage and you leave it overnight, when you go pick it up the next morning, they shouldn't recharge you.
Do they recharge you?
Some places in Austin, I know, recharge you. I don't know about Nashville, but when we lived in Austin, they would recharge you. And so I see...
That's a good bit. You should try it in Nashville.
And so...
They recharge me. There's the payoff.
No,
you wanna
no,
know
no.
How it ends?
The thing I'm saying is, so people that have been drinking, they think, man, that's another $30 if I leave my car overnight.
Yes.
But in reality...
That's what I'm saying. We shouldn't have these decisions to make. You've been drinking, you don't drive.
Well, right, but
right,
that's the
period.
Thing.
And there are easy ways. Take the bus. Hey, offer me a bus ride. I would have taken a bus ride from the airport the other night. I don't care.
But here's the thing. That $30 is nothing compared to losing life or going. I mean, a DWI costs thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
I get it.
So that $30 should really,
it
shouldn't matter.
I'm not talking about the 30, Coach. I'm talking about the 120.
That 120 is cheaper than everything, all the alternatives.
I understand.
That's what I'm saying. But you're right. The whole surge pricing, $120, is ridiculous.
Should be illegal.
It's sort of like when there's a natural disaster, like a hurricane or tornado.
Coach,
and they
God
start,
forbid. Why would you bring that up?
They start charging seven.
Typhoon.
They start charging $7 for a gallon of gas. That's illegal.
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 Yeah,
so why is it that we can charge $120 for a cab ride because it's 1 o'clock in the morning?
Illegal.
It should be.
I agree. And I had another example of something really good that should be illegal, but I forgot it.
Grocery store.
No.
To-go food.
No. Then let's not even try because I don't even, it's not in my head anymore.
Oh, riding the scooters on the sidewalk.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, you're supposed to ride. It says on them, don't ride on the sidewalk. Speaking of that, I was out the other day, and there's this dude. He's got long hair, and he's with his chick. She's on one, and he's
might
on
have
the
been
scooter.
Two chicks.
No. I definitely saw he was a dude.
You sure?
He thought he was so cool.
Did you see his thing?
He was so cool. He was hopping the curves.
Excuse me, can I see your... Okay, you are a dude. Thank you.
He comes flying across the road, and he hops the curb. He goes, yeah, hop the curb. And then he hops off the curb, and he thinks he's so cool going in and out of traffic. And then he goes to hop up another curb, and he doesn't quite make it. Boom, and he freaking falls. Crashes hard on the ground. He gets up, and he's all grabbing his bag. He's like, and he picks up the scooter, and he waves at the car, sorry. And he gets on the sidewalk, and he just sat there bent over for like 5 minutes because he knocked the crap and wind out of his up. But he thought he was so cool there for about 3 minutes, hopping curbs and doing tricks and hot jumps and swerving in out of traffic. And then he crashed right into the curb, and he went down hard.
You know who jumps some curbs when he's in town? Johnny Manziel. He was on those scooters.
A scooter jumping curbs?
First of all, they said he was at Tin Roof, and they kicked him out because he rode the scooter inside Tin Roof.
No.
This is a true story. McKitty told me that. And then I go to his Instagram. I see a video. Down at Bridgestone, there's four steps leading up to Bridgestone. Johnny Manziel took one of those scooters right over all the four steps. Dude, he looked like Evel Knievel landed it.
I mean, I would say, like, hey, be careful, dude. You're going to hurt yourself. But he's not playing, right?
No, he acknowledged that his football days are probably behind him.
Okay.
His football career is probably in the past.
So what does he do? For a living.
For a living. Made a lot of the commercials. And then he also has a podcast. Don't know how much they're making on the podcast. Their podcast is probably as popular as ours.
What commercials does Johnny Manziel have?
Auto Direct ones where he was drinking the coffee and he goes, "We've all been out of work before, right? We can talk about that, right? I'm Johnny Manziel. I'm out of work." You could probably, that's exactly
have you
how-
seen that?
I have not.
I've never seen that.
He's holding a cup of coffee with a big ass hand and it's Auto Direct or something. He's like, "Listen, we've all been out of work before." "I've been out of work before. You probably need something." And it's a great commercial.
Coach, I don't know what you're talking about, but hearing you do it, I'm sold.
Dude,
I'm like, yeah, you're right. We all have been out of work before, Johnny.
But he also, I mean.
Here's the thing.
He made so much money.
He did.
So much?
He was a first round pick, so he made $10 million, $12 million.
He got $10 million in his pocket?
Yeah.
But also, let's be real. He doesn't fly Southwest. He flies private jets. When he came to Nashville, in a jet. When he goes to Scottsdale, in a jet.
He's also comes from a family with money.
Okay.
So,
and he has a company, Cactus Hack.
What is that? What do they do?
They're a bunch of, they call themselves hacks at golf, and they do t-shirts, hats.
So it's an apparel company.
He's making merch deals.
And I bet he gets money for, I don't know where he'd be speaking, though. Man, that's a good question.
I mean, let me say this. I followed him while he was in Nashville. He partied a lot. I'm going to be real. I think he's got streams of money where he doesn't have to do too much. And he gets it. It's not like he's at board meetings every day. The dude's partying hard.
I just think, Coach, following up from your
please follow up, Coach.
From your thing yesterday saying Aaron Rodgers getting fined how much? What was it again?
$96,000,
and you're like, that's not a lot of money. And we're trying to tell you, like, oh, it is a lot of money. And it's not even about
You see someone break down the math?
I saw that, and that's why I'm bringing it back up.
Okay.
Because he is right. You're senile if you don't think that almost $100,000 isn't a lot of money. A day.
Not to Aaron Rodgers, it's not. Okay, Mark Cuban.
So
Mark Cuban.
That's different level.
Okay.
Different level. Just do another athlete. So,
he's made $250 million.
Yes. $250 million.
In his playing career, just on playing.
But I don't think you're thinking about the money they have to spend to keep up with their lifestyle, Coach.
Okay, how much could he have spent?
Okay, his house is probably, what, $5 million?
Okay.
Right?
So now he's down to $235 million.
You know how much utilities cost for $5 million? A $5 million house? You know how much land the dude has? You know how much money it costs to do a landscaping job on a house like that? I'm saying when you have a lot of money, you have to spend a lot of money to keep up that a lot of money lifestyle.
Okay.
So you're just thinking
do,
of,
so do you how have much a landscaper?
Money? No.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Question.
Exactly.
Eddie, I just hypothetical.
Wait, what?
Hypothetical then. How much would you think Aaron Rodgers of that $240 million?
Mm-hmm. Has he spent?
Yeah.
He's probably spent about, I would say, $50 million.
Okay,
yeah.
So now he's down to 190.
And Uncle Sam is probably taking about, I don't know, $100 million.
Okay, so he's down to $95 million.
Yes.
Yes. That's still, he doesn't give a crap.
$95 million, but when you're taking, Coach, privy.
But you got to think.
You got to think a private trip.
Dude, I'm starting to think privy's not as expensive as we think it is.
And that's not true.
Why is everybody flying private?
Because they're gifted. There's a lot of gifted rides to people. Hey, man, don't worry about it. Our company owns the jet. We own our pilots. We pay for our pilots' salaries. It's already taken care of. We will fly you in and out.
I got offered a privy. What'd you call it?
Excuse me?
What did you offer? You said it's a freebie.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. I almost got gifted a private ride.
Exactly.
When were you going to tell us this?
I was in North Dakota a couple years ago for a station.
Were you drinking?
For a station event. And I was there, and the next day I was supposed to fly out, but my plane was delayed. And then my plane was delayed again. And then I wasn't going to make it back. And this guy was like, "Hey, this company I work for, you know, we got two jets. If your plane isn't going to get out, if it gets delayed again, we'll just send you on our private." And I was like, okay. But my plane didn't get delayed again. So
you should have made your plane get delayed.
I should have made it get delayed. But yeah, I got on the plane and I got home. But his company, I don't even know what they do, but he said, "We have two jets. We'll just, you know, put you on the jet and send you home."
Him talking to the guy?
So you've got a privy.
PJ for me.
What are we looking at? A S10479?
Hey, when does this bird floater come? You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get on Southwest. Bizzle, baby, a little Southwest PJ dizzle. When is this give me a P to the J.
What time are we looking for wheels up?
Sorry, I've never really dealt with this before. Is there a time where we board or just any time? Boarding 40 minutes before?
Hey, right before the plane takes off. Excuse me, I'm on airplane mode just in case you're wondering.
I didn't go through TSA. Oh, you don't? With the private? Okay, cool. Right. I thought I was being illegal for a second.
I am all buckled up. I put my tray table up, and my phone is on airplane mode.
Excuse me, stewardess, can I get some peanuts? Whoa, what is that? The steak? Is that Wagyu?
Oh, no wine for me. I'll just take water, please. Thank you.
He gives him a drink ticket.
Is there a 2-drink limit? Here's your bottle of Chardonnay, sir.
Johnny Manziel's net worth, $6 million. He makes $2 million annually. No idea how he makes that $2 million, but that's
Bad. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not sure where does he get $2 million from, though?
But, Coach, you look back to the.
Well, they have a YouTube channel. I've pitched this for for the big show. Apparently,
or how much do they get paid for
hey,
that?
Hey, I've pitched this for the big show. Apparently, if you have a YouTube channel, I know a guy literally not famous at all makes $1,000 a month on his YouTube channel.
We as
a company make a lot of money on the YouTube channel.
We should be getting paid for our YouTube.
Who? We do.
We do?
Yes, the
big show
makes money off our YouTube channel. Absolutely.
Oh.
I mean, why do you think that my job is to feed content to that YouTube channel all day?
I had no idea people make that much
guys,
money.
Guys, that's why my job exists on the big show.
He puts all his videos that they do. They video their podcast. He just started a podcast. And, I mean, they must be making good money. They're videoing it. They're also doing Instagram. They could probably get paid on Instagram.
He probably still sells autographs. His autograph, probably people still want it.
Yeah.
To have a Johnny Manziel autograph, you probably still...
Do you have one, Ray?
No, but I still want to know the core of what he does. There's nothing. No way in hell he's sitting, core of his there's no way he's
here's
sitting
the
in
thing.
His penthouse.
He does a little bit of this, a little bit of that, nothing important.
But none of it sounds enough to fly a private jet.
Because that's a great way to get back to it. Coach, when you see people on social media posting pictures on their private jet, guess what? That's not their private jet. That's why they're posting the videos. It's something special to them. So let me show off to these people that I'm in a privy, because it's not every single day they're on a privy.
All right. But all I know is when he flew to Nashville. Tell me this.
I'll bet you Manziel flies private every time.
Thank you.
How many Instagram stories from Tiger do you see on a private jet?
I've never seen a Tiger Instagram story.
Exactly. And you think that dude is flying Southwest?
He's flying at UCLA, Coach. He's hurt.
Okay. He's not flying. He's rolling.
Before the accident, you never saw Tiger post on his private jet.
But I've
jet.
Never looked at his Tiger's.
But what I'm saying
Instagram.
Is, home when you drive every day in a car, you don't post every day in your car. This is what you do every day. But when you get into a nice car that you don't own, guess what? Let me put this on Instagram, Manziel's doing.
But Lunch killed it. He flies private every time.
No, he doesn't.
And I'm guessing it must be a deal.
No, Johnny Manziel flies private every time. You will never see him on a Delta flight. You'll never run into Johnny Manziel on your Southwest Airlines flight. It won't happen because he's flying private. I just believe he's flying private everywhere he goes.
Maybe he's making a ton on the merch.
Then family owns a plane.
Maybe. And maybe they have that much money. I'm pretty sure he comes from a rich family, but I have no idea. You're right. I don't know exactly what he does for a living, but there's a lot of people I have no damn idea what they do for a living.
So listen.
But they're all over just traveling, having fun, and I'm like, how? What do you do for a living?
That's my biggest question to people so many times. I'm sorry to harp on the Johnny Manziel thing, but he came to town, and he stayed with a guy named Mike Studd. You guys probably don't know him.
No, I knew Mike Studd. He's an artist, and he just goes by Studd. He doesn't go by Mike.
Musical artist or a painter?
He's a rapper.
Okay.
So he lives downtown, Broadway and First, right at the heart of
been?
It all. Well, he posts it. It's, okay. I'm like, where the hell is he? Right next where I used to live. So he lives in a penthouse, dope. So I always thought Mike Studd got his money from his music. What I realized is he's an investor in this thing called Chug Bud. Which is even bigger than the Kong, which is bigger than the beer bong. It's a combination of everything. This Chug Bud just goes on the top of a can, and you take a key that's already attached, and you hit it into the can.
Like your shotgun.
So it's a shotgun and a beer bong combined into one. He makes millions off the Chug Bud.
Do you own a Chug Bud?
No, you can't ever get them. They're sold out. So he makes
they are sold. So you can get a red one or a blue one right now for $23.
So he makes all of his. The person that had the idea, they paid him $1 million for
it. Oh, you can get a Johnny Manziel Ball Don't Lie Chug Bud for $30.
That's why he was hanging
Manziel
out. They're probably having meetings.
They're all buddies. Their podcast is together.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is, I was trying to learn what Mike Studd gets his money from. It's from the Chug Bud. Then he gets a little bit from music, a little bit from YouTube, a little bit from the podcast. And they also have a website where it's almost like OnlyFans. So that's also how they make their money. But Johnny Manziel, I'm still trying to get to the core of it, how he makes the kind of money to get on a private jet. It's got to be some sort
gotta
of family money.
There's a lot of people I want to know how they make this money to get on a private jet. I want to know how these people, what they do for a living. Like when I played with Terry Bradshaw the other day, Luke Pell, who was on The Bachelor.
Luke Pell.
He was on The Bachelorette or whatever. What does he do for a living?
That's a great question.
Did you ask him?
No, because I'm just...
That would have probably been a great time to ask him.
Ask him like the TikTok guys. You know, like the TikTok guy that goes up to the nice cars and like, hey man, can I ask you, what do you do for a living? And it's amazing. All the answers are different. You get from like, yeah, I'm a music producer, to like, I own a janitor company all over the country. Like, we clean schools and office buildings all over the country. And you're like, I didn't think about that. And this dude's driving a freaking Lamborghini. It's not just superstars, Coach. It's people that just own anything.
What we've realized is it's not our parents' world. When our parents lived in this world, they still do. God love them all. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. They all live in this world at a time years ago, 30 years ago, when you had to go to a company that had a bunch of smoke billows from the top of it. You had to go to a you had to work at a lumber mill, a coal mine. Nowadays, of course, everybody's going to look like they don't have a job. But guess what? The girl walking down Broadway, she's an influencer.
She owns this. She's an investor in this. My dad agrees with you because he tells me there's just so much more money in the world now.
I agree with that.
How is there more money in the world? More people have money.
I think that's what he means. Like, more people have access to the money. He said when he was younger, he felt like it was a very few people had a lot of money. He goes, now you're just looking at all these people buying these houses. How? He goes, like, how are these everybody able to afford a $500,000 house? Like, when they bought their house, it was like $60,000.
Well, that's a different story.
And he's just like, there's just so much more money in the world.
That's a different story, boys. Look, if you guys want to buy a $500,000 house right now, any of you guys can. In 2 seconds. We can sign all the papers right now. I could have a $500,000 house right now. Now, I'm going to owe a crap ton of money.
Well, yeah, you're going to owe $500,000.
But they're going to give me my whole lifetime to pay it. They're going to give me 50 years to pay $500,000. But I'm going to own it. That's the difference. You can buy any car you want right now, Ray. Any car you want. It could be yours. Now you're going to have to pay for the rest of your life for it and interest, and they're going to make a lot of money off your interest probably before you even pay the car off.
So you're saying some of these people are living a fake life.
Coach, we're all living a fake life. Everyone is living beyond their means.
Give me a second.
Everyone is living beyond their means.
You see that 05 Altima out there?
Coach.
You see this sweatshirt that says Coach on it that I wear every single day?
Yes.
I would like to say I do not live outside my means.
But you're a hoarder.
I'm just saying. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, some people are fake, flashy rich. But they're really not.
And we're all thinking, wow, what do they do for a living? They owe money for a living. That's what they do for a living.
And that could be true.
It is true. Guys, we could live any life. I'm telling you, my uncle, my tío Paco, dude, he drove a Cadillac. He had Versace suits. He had Rolexes. He looked awesome. But if you followed him home, he went to a motorhome. That's all he cared about.
That was deep.
All he cared about was what people thought about him. He lived in a trailer park, Coach. He lived in a trailer park.
Was it a nice trailer?
No.
Oh.
No, Coach. And he died that way. He died like everyone thought, like, wow, this dude's a rich, rich dude. It was all a facade. It's so easy nowadays, boys, to live a rich life and just owe money for the rest of your life.
True.
Do you think... But I feel like there's more people that own their own business now than before. I think
you know that because you're older. When we were younger, who do we know that owned businesses?
Nobody.
But we're at the age now where people are owning businesses.
No, but I'm saying even my parents' friends, like they didn't own.
Well, that was their group, Coach.
Like my dad, he did his own.
That was their clique.
He did his own repair and remodeling, but It was just him. It wasn't like he owned a, I guess you would say he owned his own business.
Right, but now thinking back on
But he didn't have like 50 employees. He had him.
But,
and every once in a while.
That's how he rolled.
Every once in a while, he had Etchy or No Teeth Keith or John. They had people that worked with
ready
him.
Ready to punch my time card. Kid, I brought my hammer, kid.
Or Howard. You know, like every once in a while, he had someone that worked with him, but not like he didn't have a bunch of employees.
Okay, so let's go to the other spectrum where my dad, he was an entrepreneur. He had employees, and the people he rolled with all owned companies. They all owned companies. My dad owned his own company. They all owned companies. He wasn't a painter. He was an entrepreneur. That's who I knew. I didn't even know there were people like your dad existed when I was a kid. I didn't know them. But you knew your dad's kind of people.
Like, I wish Shark Tank was around when I was a kid.
It was, Coach. It wasn't a TV show.
No, but that's what I'm saying, because that would have been awesome. Because I had my own lawn mowing business with Chess Day. Me and him, we did a lawn mowing business for a couple years, and it was awesome. We made so much freaking money. But
hey, kid, you want to mow any more lawns?
You can mow my lawn, kid.
I did mow No Teeth Keith's grandmother's yard, and it was huge. I mean, it was.
How much money did you get for that?
I don't even remember, but his grandpa was so. He told kid, does he need to come in and get some money? No, kid, he doesn't want to quit. And I pushed that mower, and his grandfather gave me extra money because I was just out there. I
you
mowed
boys
that
need
sucker.
Some water.
I mean, 100-degree heat in the middle
of
summer.
Lemonade?
And he was like, kid, that was just beautiful to see you out there pushing that lawnmower, what? And you never quit.
It's like your pants fell down a little bit.
No. There was no pants fall down. What? There was none of that. Oh. He was just talking about.
He said you look beautiful mowing the lawn.
I knew you were going to take your shirt off when it got hot.
I saw sweat drip down your face, and I wanted to lick it, kid.
He didn't say anything about the pants falling down. None of that.
You care if I sunbathe in the back? You boys like cold ice water?
Come on in out of that hot sun. Come into my house. No, a little further into my bedroom.
This sun tea's been in the sun all day for you boys.
That's not how it went.
Okay, all right.
Hey, coachers. No, that's not the one I want to read.
Oh, come on, coach.
Hey, coachers, my name is Michael, not Ray's Michael from Vegas, and I'm a longtime listener of The Little Show. I just moved from L.A. to Nashville for work 2 weeks ago. I'm living on the east side and would love to know what are good golf courses to play in the Nashville area. Also, if you guys ever want to play around, I'd love to. Keep up the great work, and know there are some listeners that listen only to The Little Show and not The Big Show. P.S. Shout out on the podcast would be amazing. Best, Michael.
Hey, you should play with him today. No. He's in your hood.
Why don't you? Do you want to play with him?
No, he's fake.
Why not?
He's fake nice. He's not going to play with Michael.
I'll play with Michael. Let's all play with Michael. You, me, and Michael.
I mean, the last time this happened, Eddie was going to Austin, remember?
But you know what happened.
Eddie put out a call. Hey, I want to play with listeners. I want to play with listeners.
But you know what happened.
And Eddie was like, hey, guys, listeners, I'm going to play with you guys. And guess who Eddie played with? Three of his buddies.
No, yep. Because they heard on the podcast and they're like, hey, I heard you're coming, dude. I'll play with you. Well, I was like, well, I mean, I'd rather see Cruz and I'd rather see Steve and I'd rather see Wolo. Like, so it was me, Cruz, and Wolo and Steve.
I know, but you get on here and you tell these
they
people.
They were also listening, though. Hey, Michael, he's right in your neighborhood. He probably sees you run sometimes, Coach.
Probably does. I probably run right by his house.
Just start off with a round at Shelby.
Why don't you play with us?
I'll go. How is that Vinny Lynx?
Well, it's just a par three course.
I know, but for the
it's
kids.
It's good.
For the kids.
It's
in
great.
Good shape. Well, I was flying. We flew over it the other day on the airplane. I was looking at it. I'm like, wow, that looks kind of
no, it's actually
decent.
In good shape.
It's right by the river, right?
Yeah, they take good care of it. But if it's rained a little bit, you got to wait because the number hole 1 and 9 are just, there's water.
So you have, so start for Michael within the neighborhood.
You got Vinny Lynx, which is a par three, and then you got Shelby, which is not very good, but it's a course.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's overpriced for what it is, though. It's
correct.
It's a municipal course, but
you're not go to Shelby. It's all hills.
It is all hills.
But you can ride.
It's a lot of blind shots.
I'm
so
talking
you,
about blind shots.
You hit the ball and it goes over the hill, and then you have no idea where it went. Usually,
guys, and that steers you away from playing around there. The blind shots.
No. I'm saying
it's not good quality.
That's what I mean. Okay. And you can't. I mean, sometimes you hit it, and it's just like you roll up there and it's like, I have no idea where this is.
Okay. And there's also nice little drainage ditches at the very bottoms of your hits. So you'll think you had it one
on
the fairway.
One and nine.
And then it goes in the drainage ditch.
One, nine, and 18. 1, 9, 8.
And 18.
Yeah, those are about right.
That's the drainage ditch.
No, holes. And 10.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Boys, I got a small shout out for Brian Gilmore. He DM'd, messaged me, and he said, live DM coach, can I get a shout out on the podcast today? He sent this the other day, and I said, quote, damn, just seeing this. And then he said, quote, maybe Friday podcast, hashtag Team Sizzin. And I, quote, loved the message.
That was a DM?
Yeah, so Brian Gilmore, shout out.
What up, Brian? Shout out. But quickly, the whole hashtag when you DM, does that do anything?
No.
Or you're just being...
It's just being funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not... You don't really... It doesn't register. Okay. He's just, what he's saying is basically, hashtag I love you, Sizzin.
Yeah,
like, you're
you.
My favorite. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Coach, how does that make you feel when people say that? Like, Sizzin, like, you inspire me.
Coach, off a duck's back. I am not a role model.
What? What do you mean? You are a role model.
Thank you, coach.
You're like those – see, don't be like those athletes that are just like, psh, I'm just an athlete. I'm not a role model. Yeah, dude. Unfortunately, you work in a career where you're a role model. That's you, Sizzin.
That's all of us, boys.
Hey, just listen to your conversation regarding dogs, and you mentioned Batter's Box and the paw print tattoo.
Batter's Box.
More than likely, the vet made the print of the paw and gave it to Batter's Box.
So the vet did the tattoo?
No. Kind of like footprints on a birth certificate. One of my friends did this when her dog of 12 years passed, and the vet put the ink of the paw and gave her a copy, and she brought it to the tattoo artist, and they used that. Just helping you understand. Keep entertaining me. Love listening to y'all. Tracy in Minnesota.
Hey, kid, I would recommend a paw print next to your scrotum.
That's what I did with Lunchbox's paw print.
No, no. Guys, why are we going with this?
Hey, kid, will you put your hand there so I can get I want to get a tattoo, kid.
Dude, I wanted to see him in Austin so bad.
What do you mean?
Keith.
This week? This past weekend?
But, I mean, he's not...
You wouldn't even recognize him.
I know,
you didn't even recognize your damn self.
True. Yeah, but he's not just hanging out at Lunch's house or whatever. It would be difficult to meet up and see him.
Hey, can we bring... I know we talked about it on the...
Little show.
No, the big show.
Big show.
But the whole wine thing, like, you really don't think that I did the wine spilling, right?
Coach, I don't really care.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
There's a lot of things in my life that I do and don't care about. That
like he forgot. Like, see, Eddie is still hung up on that.
Yeah, because
I don't even know when we talked about that. Like 2 days ago.
Coach, you want the full story? He came up and said, "You care if I mention it?" And I said, "Go mention it because it's just funny fodder. I don't give up about it."
Hold on. Hit it. Hit it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If it actually did stain and it was serious, then I feel bad. Let's get the hundreds of dollars.
No, I don't think it stained.
Okay, good.
Then we're fine.
I think we're okay.
But that's what happens when you go to a liquor store and I say, hey, let's just get a
cup. That's what happens when Mama's mad at Dada.
Mama, but Dada.
Hey, Baser rolled out of the liquor store.
Mrs. Squirrel's mad at Papa Squirrel.
Hey, Baser rolled out of the liquor store with 8 mini bottles.
Coach,
we wouldn't drink 8 mini bottles on a vacation in Aruba, much less at a weekend and a wedding.
How many did you drink on the way?
I had 2. 0.
Oh.
She killed maybe 2 the entire
2?
Night. Coach, there were 6. At the end of the night.
My wife did drink one.
I was like, get these things out of here. She wanted to take them back home. Mm-hmm. I'm like, these are not going on the flight with us. I'm done with these mini bottles. So they're sitting in some desert in Salado, Texas. If you like wine, in the mini bottle.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I threw them out in the field.
Oh, Coach, now you're sending everyone to Salado, Texas to go look for those wine bottles.
There's a bunch of people going through the grass.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, another one. We are the sore losers at gmail.com. What up, coachers? I've been listening to the podcast for about 6 months, but I've listened to every single episode. I was listening to you share all your dog stories, and it reminded me of one of the most iconic stories I have. I grew up on a large piece of land, but across the field was an extremely busy road. One day in 2005, we got word that our dog Buddy had gotten hit on the road. Got hit by a car. When we got there, there was a 15-passenger van full of nuns praying over her. They felt so bad that they had hit her with, they took the quilt they had made for a family and covered Buddy with it. The prayers must have worked because she lived until 2015.
Hey!
And my family still has the quilt to this day.
Wow!
If you guys ever... Hey, if you guys ever need someone to call and be bullsh... it with... Oh. I played D2 college...
I'm pretty sure you said the whole word, guys.
Played D2 college basketball and won a national championship. Plus, you three are freaking hilarious, and I'd love to talk to you guys. Anyways, I'll hang up and listen. Mackenzie Miller.
Oh, my God. That's a great story.
Is that a guy or a girl?
That's
a girl.
Definitely a girl.
I thought it was a guy the whole time.
Why? Because they played D2 college basketball?
Maybe. Coach, you shouldn't assume that.
I mean, Mackenzie, I don't think there's any dude.
Coach, I'm relearning. Give me a break.
Mackenzie Hughes.
Oh, dang
it. Dudes.
Dang it. I was being sexist.
It could be a guy.
Now, I got a question for you guys. Is there any chance the Packers are happy that Aaron Rodgers isn't there?
Yeah. Coach, it's minicamp. What are they doing? Nothing.
No. Are they happy that Aaron Rodgers isn't there?
Who's taking his place right now?
Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the rookie?
He's second year. Last year he was a rookie.
Where did he go to school?
Utah?
Utah State.
Yeah, okay. I remember him. He's supposed to be good.
That's why they traded up to get him, and that's why Aaron Rodgers got his panties in a wad, and that's why Aaron Rodgers got up so upset.
Let me tell you something. I don't think anyone cares that Aaron Rodgers isn't there. I don't think you can care. Like, I think that you know you're a professional athlete. You know you have good coaches. You know you have good staff. You know you have good players surrounded by you. I don't think you think twice about your dumb starting quarterback. Honestly. Now, if he's not there like a week before the season starts, then you start freaking out a little bit.
Right. But I think it's actually kind of good he's not there. Because Jordan Love, there was no preseason last year. There was no training camp. So Jordan Love finally getting to play some football, and you get to get in there with the first team.
Let's go.
You got to learn. He's got to learn everything about the system. He's got to get some reps with the first team. So really, it's a blessing in disguise. But the funny part is Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Denver. And then it comes out that Deshaun Watson wants to go to Denver. Why the hell does everybody want to go to Denver? Am I missing something? Like, what is so good about the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, man.
John Elway, one hell of a CEO, hey, man.
Mile, he stepped down.
A mile high, man.
Is that the only reason?
Probably.
I mean,
man.
They got some wide receivers.
No,
but
mountains, man. You go hiking and stuff.
Oh, is it a good scenery? Yeah, but the winters are cold.
Have you ever killed an elk, man? It's bad. Kill an elk, man. Probably a moose.
An elf?
Man. Elk, man.
Well, you said elf.
Elk.
Elf.
Yeah, man.
I just think it's
fun. You ever gone snowmobiling, man?
No, I haven't, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Colorado's badass.
I know. I used to live next to it.
Oh, Coach, you know what?
I live
next to Oklahoma, Coach. You're pretty badass.
Hey, you know what? One time I landed in their airport. Oh, it's badass.
Hey, living in Texas, you know I used to live next to New Mexico, man.
But hey, you know what? I live next to the Gulf. Badass, man.
I used to live next to it.
Hey. What about Georgia? Is that pretty cool?
Georgia? Yeah, I live right next to it now. It's badass, man. You ever been to Bama? I live right next to it.
Right next? Yeah, we did Daga.
Question. Do we have to go through another state to get to Florida? Yeah, we do.
Yes.
So we don't live right next
to
Florida.
You have to go through Alabama to get to Florida.
Dang it. I was like, we live next to Florida. That's pretty badass, man.
Have you seen Eli Manning's nephew?
The Cooper's kid.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be badass.
Yeah, have you seen a video of him?
No.
He's pretty badass. The ESPN retweeted something where it was like Eli had posted a video of him in, is he, I think it's a camp or something. He's playing with, it was a Clemson camp. And he was throwing like a bomb, and like he does a little pump fake. And Eli,
okay, Peyton.
And Eli tweeted out and said, I taught him that.
Hey, look at Eli getting the personality all of a sudden.
Hey, kid looks legit. That's exciting, though. How exciting is it? Well, let me ask you this. Is it exciting or a lot of pressure for him?
A lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Like pressure.
Uber pressure.
Can you
uber
imagine pressure. The camps that dude and the weekends and the training he's had throughout his life?
Like the Cooper and his wife are just like, no, this.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's waiting for this.
Well, because Cooper was supposed to be really good, too.
Yeah.
But he had some back problem. I think it was a spine issue that he was forced to quit playing football. So it's obviously the genetics are unbelievable in that family. So the odds are he's going to be a good quarterback. And then you have dad and you're not dad.
Uncles
in the NFL.
Both your uncles.
Your grandpa played in the NFL. Your dad was a stud quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of pressure because your last name is Manning. And so everybody expects you to be unbelievable.
We're all waiting for him.
We need another amazing college quarterback, college basketball player. We need somebody like a LeBron.
Trevor Lawrence was last year.
But isn't it exciting, though, to see like a son of someone or like an heir? Is that what it's called?
Heir?
An heir of some like famous, like Michael Jordan's kids. Unfortunately, they're probably not.
The one was decent.
Yeah, Marcus, I think he played at Florida Atlantic or something.
I get it, but when someone like that has a kid or a nephew.
Scottie Pippen.
Down the road, coach. Bite your tongue.
What?
Pippen Jr. played down the road.
I know. I'm right next
now,
to you. Right
like,
next to us.
Like LeBron's kid.
Bron's going to be good.
He's going to be really good.
But 90% of the time.
They're not.
So when they are, it's badass. Like Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yep. He's good.
Yep. He's good. Right?
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. And I think us that grew up watching Tim Hardaway Sr. think it's badass that his son is now on TV.
It is pretty. Vlad Guerrero, Fernando Tatis Jr., Kevin Biggio,
yes. Bichette.
Bo Bichette.
Yes.
I mean, do you know who all these people are?
Yes, baseball players.
Yes.
All Blue Jays.
And speaking of Tatis, I got my Braves tickets.
Did you?
I got my Braves tickets.
Wow, are you going to give us
Me
the head?
And the boys are going to a Braves game.
You couldn't
Good seats?
Get
against the Padres. I don't know yet.
Where are you sitting?
I don't know yet.
Smart.
Wait. He got the tickets, but he doesn't know where they're at.
Correct.
Sounds like he had a person get them for him.
So you don't know the location. You just have tickets secured.
I know what he
yes.
did. You talked to people. I get it. You didn't buy them.
He
didn't log on to Ticketmaster and get them.
I did get an account at Ticketmaster.
Yeah, because that way they can be transferred to you.
Yep.
That's how you
That's
get them.
That's what it is.
Is they transfer you the tickets, then you download the tickets to your phone,
Listen,
and you show your phone.
In our industry, if you're going to anything, always ask, do we have a hookup?
As of now, I do not have the tickets in my hands.
Well, you won't ever get them in your hands. It'll be on your phone.
On my Ticketmaster account.
Yeah,
it'll
email you and say, hey, so-and-so has gifted you tickets. Would you like to accept them?
But what if I buy them myself?
Now, that I don't know.
Oh. Because
I haven't bought tickets all.
Keeping it in your wallet virtually.
Is awesome.
It's awesome. But happened to us before. We go there, and the wallet, you lose service. The wallet won't open.
Oh, screenshot it.
There you go.
Or screen grab it or whatever.
I mean, we
always do that. I do that with like even flight attendants.
Never even thought about that.
We waited outside the stadium. It was Omaha.
Oh my gosh, Coach, that's terrible.
You weren't there with us.
No, that was College World Series.
College World Series a year ago. We waited outside the stadium. We couldn't get in because we had no Wi-Fi.
That's such a rookie mistake.
We were standing around like a bunch of DBs.
Hey, I bet you guys had great tickets too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I was down.
That's hilarious.
Third baseline, probably 10 rows up, but we were outside the stadium. 30 minutes?
When I went to the Yankee game and I bought my tickets on Game Day?
Yeah.
Or whatever, the app where you buy it the day of the game, I screenshot everything. I was like, just in case, like something happens with this dumb app or website or whatever.
Smart.
And then I just pull up the picture.
Yeah, it's like when you go to Wrigley and you want bleacher tickets and you buy them from the scalper and you and five friends walk up to the guy at the thing and... Oh, crap.
Sorry.
Fake tickets. That sucks.
How much did you buy those for? They're cheap.
$70 each.
What?
Yeah.
Coach, bleacher tickets just off regular is like $20.
Yeah, but that's because they're sold out, so you got to get the ones from the scalper. The scalper.
When did you decide you were going to go to a game? That day?
You can't. Listen.
I mean, I can get bleacher tickets right now for July for $20.
Do it.
Do it right now.
Go to WrigleyField.com.
No, go to Ticketmaster.
and get me bleacher tickets for $20.
What day?
Whatever. I don't care. Just give me them in July.
Well, you better not cheer at that game because you're going to lose your voice again.
Yeah, go ahead and filibuster.
But what I'm saying is,
what I want to say about tickets is,
you show up to the game and it's sold out. You want bleacher. That's what you got to do. And you get ripped off. It happens.
I got ripped off at Titan Stadium. This was before I was married. I was actually dating a different woman.
Oh, no.
Oh, and, coach, this was before you're married.
Yes. And I bought two tickets outside, ready to have a great Sunday, go up to the gate. Guys, they didn't scan.
That's so what I'm saying.
But beep, the gate, they didn't scan. They didn't scan. Gate attendant's just like, oh, I'll just let you go through. They straight up did not scan the whole time. She just let me through. And they were fake. They were for sure fake
you
tickets.
You knew they were fake tickets?
They didn't scan. I mean, it was literally.
He didn't know it when he bought them. He knew it when they went to the ticket and they went.
For 5 minutes. And then we're just sitting there and she's like, yeah, you guys can just go in. I was like, I mean, she saved me. Coach, I mean, was about to be out $100. And then
and out of chick. Like, the chick was going to break out. I'm like, oh, dude, like, you can't even get me real tickets?
Is that?
But there's ways to find it. You can look online. They'll tell you ways to see if it's a fake or real. Apparently, something with your fingernail. If it's a real ticket, it does this, it does that. But, yeah, you've got to, with that scalper, you meet up with somebody. Cool, let me look at the tickets. And you freaking look at those tickets. That's not the time to be quick when you're with the scalper. That's when you want to be investigative. You're checking them out, blue light, black light. You're licking them. You're holding them up to the sky. That's how you make sure it's a real ticket. And I'll hang up and listen on that one. Eddie, did you find the ticket?
I'm looking for a date. The Reds. Let's go.
Yeah, he can't find that $20 ticket.
Let's go. Those. They're playing the Reds Wednesday, July 28th.
Did you find those bleacher seats for $20 yet?
Oh, you get to see Castanolos and Winky.
I mean, coach, I went.
And Suarez. Oh, what? What's wrong?
Oh, in India.
Oh. Is something going on?
Yeah, there are no bleacher tickets.
Oh, that's weird how that is. Oh.
Man, when I went.
Because the bleacher tickets are the damn hardest ones to get.
Dude, when I went, like 7 years ago? 7 years ago, no problem. I mean, it was beautiful. Like, it was great. I honestly was kind of, there we go, Budweiser bleachers, $57.
For each one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, tad more than 20.
That's more expensive than I thought. We did not pay that much when we went.
That's where the expensive, I mean, I feel like.
I don't understand. So I remember when I went, I asked a friend of ours that was from Chicago, and he was like, dude, you have to go. It's your first Wrigley game.
Windy City, man. You gotta go to Wrigley.
He's like, you have to go watch a game in the bleachers. And I'm like, but it's like a noon game and I kind of like shade. He's like, no, trust me, you're gonna want to sit in the bleachers. So we got bleacher tickets,
probably for the Tatas.
And I gotta admit, like, it was fun, but it was hot. Like, it really was hot.
Hot.
Super hot for a noon game. But the bleachers environment was fun, but it wasn't like a party or anything. It was just,
you must have got some bum bleachers.
Yeah, was a lady like breastfeeding next to you? Like, what was happening?
Usually they were fine. No, it wasn't like a big chance. We were all drinking and everybody was drinking.
It was fun.
It was fine, though. It wasn't like you must. I pictured spring break. If you're going to go to the bleachers, this guy's like, dude, you need to get the Wrigley experience. It's going to be spring break. No, there was nothing. There were still people like, peanuts, cold beer. And then that's it.
So maybe he overhyped it for you.
He did. Well, what's your bleacher experience?
Never been.
It's a great stadium.
Bleacher experience?
Never did the bleachers. I've went to probably, still never did the bleachers. I've done about 10 games there maybe, but we would ride the L in.
Yeah.
Dude, there's not a better lifestyle than riding the train.
Oh, yeah.
It stops at the stadium.
Oh, it's great.
I know, and there's a bar right there as soon as you get down.
Oh, there's a lot of bars right there now.
Well, there's one specifically. Oh, right now?
Oh, God, they put all sorts of bars around. I mean, it is all.
It used to just be these old ones.
It used to be run down around the stadium, but now it's all beautiful, and there's bar after bar after bar after bar. It is awesome. When my cousin Andrew and I went a couple seasons ago,
it was the same stadium.
That's when you saw Mark Grace or whatever?
No, that's when we saw Andre Dawson. Yeah, we were waiting to pick up our tickets, and we go in this building right in the outfield, and we are sitting there, and freaking who's coming through the little metal door?
You just told us, Andre Dawson.
The Hawk. And I'm like, I'm elbowing my cousin, and I'm like, the hawk. And the dude that got me gave me the actual tickets, he went up to his office, got me a baseball, and I went up to Andre Dawson. I was like, hey, man, you mind if you sign this? All right.
That's
signed
the hawk
it, gave it back
you.
To me. What?
Guys, it's $57 for two. Correction.
Wow.
You're welcome.
So it's not $20.
Okay, coach, shut up.
I'm just saying, you said shut $20. Up. You said $20.
It's Come cheap, on. Boys, and that's in July.
Come on.
That's hot as hell.
It is hot, but I'm saying it's available. You had no reason to buy off scalpers, what I'm telling you.
No, we didn't play.
And you guys understand bleachers are in the outfield, right? Like, and they're just, it's just a bench that you sit on?
Yes, but it's the party atmosphere. That's why we
and
want
it. And it's not there, I'm telling you. It's not what people say there is. And maybe it's just because it was damn hot.
Right. Maybe if you go to a different time game, or maybe it was a better opponent, maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't sold out like yours, and maybe the Cubs sucked that season.
I don't remember who they played when I went.
That's usually what happens when you go to a baseball game.
No, sometimes they're playing like a really good team, and you're like, oh, yeah. Like, I remember seeing the Astros play the Braves when Deion Sanders and Dave Justice and all those guys were there. I'll never forget that. I know that they were playing the freaking Braves. Tom Glavine was pitching. Like, I know who they were playing. I couldn't tell you who was on the Astros then.
That's funny.
Killer Bees.
That may have been before Bagwell Biggio.
Oh, Bagwell was definitely there in the 90s.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, Bagwell was definitely there, Biggio. Okay, that's it. That's it.
So what day are you going to the Braves?
July 21st, maybe.
You guys taking a Pidgeot down there?
The what?
Private jet.
No, Coach, we're driving. We're taking the family to Disney. Oh, God. We're stopping
in Atlanta?
In Atlanta on the way. And my wife said, I'm out. I'm going to take the baby. We'll stay at the hotel. You take the three boys to the game. I'm like, perfect.
Coach.
Great.
Just don't be like my dad. Whenever we would go on vacation.
I'm not showering with my kids, Coach.
No. Whenever we.
My kids aren't going to comb my hair.
Don't worry.
Whenever we go on vacay, all he saw was the price of everything. He would just see
Coach,
the money going.
I do that.
Coach, do not be that guy.
I do that, and I know I'm going to do that in Disney.
Dude, Pops did that, and it only flies for a second, and then my mom was just like, hey, listen, things are going to be expensive. Yes, it's going to be $10 for a lemonade. Yes, all this stuff's expensive. That's why we're on vacation. So you can't do the dollar signs around the kids, because my dad did, and he made it just not fun.
I know.
Like, Dad, I guess I'll get a water?
You've talked about this before, and it hits close to home, Coach, because I know how that feels.
Coach,
I
mean, but Pops is trying to save money for the family. In vacation, you're supposed to just go and blow money. You got to be okay with blowing.
But you don't have
you're not.
Here's the problem. Like my dad said, there's a lot more money in the world now. They didn't have money back then. Right? My parents, you know what we did? This is what we did for vacation.
No, if you're anything like your parents, they had money.
Coach,
they just didn't want to spend it.
No, we did vacation once to the Florida. That was the only time.
No,
that
was you guys went to the Four Corners.
Yeah, that's not that you don't have to pay for that. It's free.
Exactly,
stuff.
Free. That's free. That was our vacation.
The baseball game, you saw the dudes make out.
Okay, so we paid for those were birthdays.
Don't sell your childhood short, Coach.
I'm not. My childhood was amazing, but I'm saying that's cool that you guys are going to that. That's a once in a lifetime experience.
We did what's the one in Florida?
Disney World.
We did that one time. One time we did that.
Coach, a bacon flew out.
But brought to you by Wendy's.
Baconator.
We would drive from Austin to Chicago or Austin to Kansas.
Coach, that's the wrong way. You're going to Florida?
No.
There's got to be a shorter route from Austin
over to Florida.
Exception was we did go to Disney that one time.
You drove there?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a drive. You got to go to Louisiana, Alabama.
I'm pretty sure we stopped in Atlanta first because that's where my cousins lived.
You went to a Braves game?
We went to a Braves game. I told you about the Padres. Uh-huh. We saw them play the Padres, and we snuck down by the bullpen. And the dude,
hey, David Justice.
The two guys that snuck down there they stunk like crap. I mean, they were so – oh, I was like, this is so awful.
Who stunk?
These two random dudes that were sitting – like snuck down there also.
Oh. What did they smell like sausage and stuff?
Oh, they smelled like just they hadn't showered in 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
They got
putrid.
Into the game, though. It's all that matters.
Hey, again, something that you remember that had nothing to do with the game.
Right. And we talked – I want to see if this. I think I remember the pitcher's name we talked to in the bullpen.
Are you looking up the game?
No, that's not him.
Who started
in 1920
on Tuesday, January?
Okay. The pitcher I think we might have talked to in the bullpen, Mark Davis of the Padres.
Mark Davis.
I remember the name, and I remember talking to a pitcher, and I think it was Mark Davis from the Padres.
Hey, now that you're Googling, help me Google this. So my friend in high school, junior high, it was middle school, his dad or something went to some fancy dinner, and he took 5 baseballs because he was going to go have dinner with a famous old baseball player.
Okay, so famous old baseball player restaurant.
No, I know who that is. And so it was Gaylord Perry.
Oh, Gaylord Perry. Okay.
I may have told the story. And he had Gaylord Perry sign these 5 balls, and he gave them to his son, and his son was my friend, Dusty. And Dusty goes, hey, my dad got these baseballs signed. He wanted me to give them to like 5 of my really good friends. I'm going to give you one.
Cool,
like,
thanks,
wow,
Dusty.
Wow, dude, that's freaking awesome. Gaylord Perry. I mean, dude. I mean, this dude's a freaking legend, you know?
Yeah.
Who did he play for?
Braves.
Okay. Gaylord Perry. So I take this baseball signed by Gaylord Perry to the Braves Astros game. And I made my parents get there early. So we get there, and there's players down there signing autographs.
Well, he played for a lot of teams. I just knew that he played for the Braves. I didn't realize he played for the Giants, the Indians, the Rangers, the Padres, the Rangers, the Yankees, Braves, Mariners, Royals.
So he got around. So I get my Gaylord
Before Perry. He was married.
Yeah, well, of course. I get my Gaylord Perry autographed baseball, and I take it to the Braves Astros game. And I see some players down there signing autographs. So I'm like, well, let me get my baseball. Gaylord Perry baseball. And I had this dude sign it. Don't know who the guy's name. And I think the signature said Freeman was his last name, not Freddie. And he was a relief pitcher
Freeman
for the Braves.
Pitchers.
Back in the 90s.
He signed it with Gaylord.
Hey, and so this baseball for years, I don't know what this baseball is anymore, but it was.
Got it.
Who is it? Marvin Freeman?
Yes, that's his name.
Is it?
That's his name.
Okay, see, I do remember then.
Marvin Freeman.
That's it.
Hey, I typed in Freeman pitcher and it put Braves. Marvin Freeman is a former Major League Baseball pitcher who played from 1986 to 96 for the Phillies, Braves, and Rockies. He worked as both a starting pitcher and a reliever in his career. He had 383 strikeouts in his career.
Hey, not bad, Marvin.
Let's go.
Hey, so I had for years that baseball with Gaylord Perry and Marvin Freeman.
Job, coach.
I should have taken it to the card shop and be like, hey, how much can I get for that? Well, if you didn't have this Marvin Freeman dude on there, it'd probably be worth a lot.
It'd be worth more without the signatures.
That hey, is so funny.
Hey, it's Friday. He's getting tired.
He's done. He's done. All right. Oh, man.
Oh, boys. It was a tough one.
Were we going to talk about sports today?
Yeah, I was going to talk about how, man, dude.
Rodgers.
I was going to tell you how I'm really starting to think the Suns might win it all. They probably. Are so good.
I mean, Coach,
so
we went
good.
Into this year saying I don't even know who's going to win this thing. So, yeah, it wouldn't be shocking if they
I'd
did.
I'd say, yeah, either them or Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn looks – oh, my God. Poor Giannis, dude. He's just not good.
My nephew says the Suns are going to – what do you say?
I'll go the Hawks.
They're not going to beat the Sixers. That's the problem. Oh, dude. Man, the Suns just look so good. And I'm going to tell you what. Hate on
nephew
Chris Paul.
Said the Suns are going to clap that.
The Boomer said that?
So, apparently, that's what the kids call it.
Clap that?
If you're going to beat a team, you're going to clap them.
What does the BS mean again? Clap? What's the word that means?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No clap.
No clap.
No hat.
Hat?
Hat.
No clap.
No clap.
No hat.
No clap.
No. We went over this.
No. Hey, for real. No clap.
You're clapping right now.
Nah. Don't be clapping.
Yeah.
No hat.
Okay.
Cap.
Cap!
You freaking idiots.
Both the one. What do you mean us?
Oh,
we
hat,
all had it wrong.
Hat!
You're an idiot too.
I'm about 40% here and I still knew it was no clap.
No, you thought it was no
hat.
Hat,
you idiot.
I knew it wasn't making sense. So the kids call it
hey,
clap.
We're
no,
sure.
Cap. Cap is if you're no crapping. Clap means you're going to kill somebody.
We are terrible. What? We're hilarious.
That's what Boomer said. He said the Suns are going to
no,
clap
that's
them.
Cap. I'm going to cap your
I
ass.
Said, who's winning Nuggets Suns? And Boomer said, the Suns are going to clap that.
He said,
no, he just goes clap. Okay. Clap them.
Hey, I forgot another golf email.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, if y'all want to play golf with
the
a listener.
The west side now?
No.
I live on the west side. Can you recommend some golf courses?
If y'all want to play golf with a listener and hang out and let's not talk about work, let's do it. Friday, July 30th, you tell me where and let's put a dollar on it. Eddie talked about wanting to play with listeners a long time ago in Austin, so I figured I'd reach out.
See, you're right. You're making that up.
In all seriousness, though, I'm taking my golf clubs to play in Nashville on Monday the 26th and Friday the 30th before and after a work trip, regardless, and as of right now, we'll be playing by myself.
Let's go Friday.
If y'all aren't free, let me know where I should play either way. There's my pitch, and I'll hang up and listen. Will Lassiter.
Friday the 30th.
Eddie, I did not make that up about him saying.
He really brought that up.
He brought that. Read it.
So it's coincidence that you brought it up and then this guy brought it up.
Literally just opened that email that he sent. When did he send it?
Hey.
On the 2nd of June.
He's coming June 30th or July
30th?
Okay, let's do that one Friday.
Yeah, and do you want to meet up with this other Michael guy?
What day is that one, though?
Whenever. He just moved here.
Oh, he lives here?
Yeah, he moved here
from
LA.
Why don't we all do it together? Let's go July 30th. You, me, Michael, and this guy.
We could do it. And shout out Matthew Lemons. Coachers, this fall I'm going to be on the sidelines videotaping my college's football games. I'm so pumped.
Try not to fall asleep.
I mean, it's Eastern Kentucky University, but still, I'm pumped.
He's a cameraman?
Matthew Lemons, yeah.
I love that.
Congrats, Matthew.
That was me, dude.
It got Eddie a lot of places.
It did. Look at me now.
coach.
I'm looking at you.
What do you see?
Sadness.
Greatness.
Oh. I went on an internship and they showed me the camera position. And I was like, hell no.
Oh, when you news?
Yeah, I was like, this is not where my media career is going. Hell no. You run up and down sidelines for 3 hours to capture 30 seconds of video that's going to be used.
Well, that's why you only shoot 30 seconds worth. Coach, I got two. If there was a catch and a run over 10 yards, those were my two plays, and I got out. See ya. That's all they needed.
No cap?
No cap.
Dang,
no clap.
Dang. All right.
No clap.
No cap.
Cap.
No cap.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
I don't know.
Hey, Father's Day gifts.
Oh, Father's Day gifts.
I already saw people were buying them.
1 week away, guys. ShopSoreLosers.com. You got time to get that gear for the father of your life.
We need to re-up.
I'm not.
Why? We need the new logos.
Hey, I'm not kidding. I saw someone jogging the day with our coach shirt.
No, you did not.
Yes, that was
did you stay high?
No.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
You've got, listen, the first time I see someone in public that with that on.
Say, coach!
No, I will hug them and I'll probably buy them. Yeah, I'll probably buy them
you
lunch.
Don't
or
have
something.
Sex.
Take your pants off.
Okay. Had to go there. All right.
I'll buy them lunch. What do you want at Chipotle, man? You like quesadillas or the bowl?
Wearing a shirt.
All right.
All done? Yeah, hey, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, man.
All right, man.
You too. Ray, what are you doing this weekend?
Play this. No?
No.
I can't use Big Show audio.
You can't?
Oh, man.
It's cross-pollinating.
Oh. You get that's like marrying your sister.
Hey, did you? You never gave us an update on your story that you
I
were
going to. I can't. Tomorrow. That I mean, it's Monday.
Okay.
Guys, remember that huge deep tease? We didn't pay it off.
I searched the news and it's not up.
It's not up yet.
No. And I feel like if the news has it, then I can talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, coach, they're still. I'm not, that's all I can say.
Okay, coach.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, did you see this nun?
Yeah, coach, the nuns that were praying over the dog.
No, not another nun. Facing 40 years in jail, she embezzled $835,000 to cover her casino debts.
Yeah, saw that.
She was the high school principal at a private school. She was the nun.
Guys, go easy on these nuns, you know? Like, hey.
835.
Human, too.
Dang, girl had a gambling problem.
Hey, if she was a librarian, the story wouldn't say, ooh, librarian had a gambling problem. It's just that she's a nun. She's not perfect, either.
Mm-hmm. I forgive her. I get it. You know what I mean? Gambling.
Ray?
Forgiven.
That's right.
All right. Amen.
No problem, sister.
I got to give props to this Fox Sports studio. That TV is very clear. Clarity.
Coach, what does your TV look like? That looks like any TV I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a TV that was made in this century, then
but I'm
looks
saying
like
that almost looks H. It almost might. That's props if they have an HD TV in this studio.
Okay, I'm getting at it. We're good. We're done. I mean, nothing to say to that.
No. Out of everything,
I mean, coach, every TV's HD now.
Everything we talked about today, that's the thing he's most excited about.
He's gone, dude. It's Friday. He's gone.
They also
he got that Baconator in his stomach, and he was like, all right, I'm done.
Do they have a damn dish up top? They have damn DirecTV in here.
Coach, that's what that's what TVs look like, coach.
No, but DirecTV.
Yeah.
They put a dish on the
I mean,
top
they have Dish Network in here, and no one's been in the studio
coach,
for 2 years.
We're a radio station. Why wouldn't they have a dish? We probably have 500 dishes on our ceiling.
I'm just saying I love how we have old-time equipment, but looking at an HD LG TV and a dish.
He's right, because look at that board. It's from 1935.
But that is pretty new.
You're and right. The fact that they pay for dish, that cable, no one's been in this studio for 2 years and they've been paying for a network.
No, B-Dub's in here in the morning.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hey, remember when we had a TV in our studio?
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Early. So broke it. Somebody broke it.
We're in the Fox Sports / Rush Limbaugh studio. Look, these calls, what if we randomly took one?
Take one.
Take it.
Take
no,
it.
No.
Coach.
Yes,
take
answer.
It. Coach,
no.
Take it.
Answer
no.
it.
Come on.
No,
please.
Because they've been somebody's call screening them. So here's some of the ones we could take. We lost the schools when we gave up the Pledge of Allegiance in classrooms.
Please, coach, can we take them, please?
Take by one. Whose authority does Biden get to shut down the Keystone?
Put that one through.
No, I like the school one.
What's the end game of printing trillions of dollars and mass inflation?
That's what we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were talking about
your
dad, they heard us.
Your dad's saying more money. There's more money now.
Dude, can you really take one?
Please take that one, and we'll talk about Lunch's dad.
I think. See, that just goes to that. This is I'm just seeing the calls, but I have no way to answer them because those X's match up with those X's. That, I don't see what they see.
Oh, so that's the,
they're okay. Somewhere else upstairs.
I got a question. What if one day, I don't know how we would do this, and we would have to tell everybody what time we're recording.
What? They can call in.
If we took live calls.
Absolutely. You tweet right now and say tweet at the start of the recording session, like, hey, we're recording live right now. Call in the next 30 minutes. Absolutely.
But those calls are routed to the local WSIX. So
then we would tell the girl, like, hey, don't answer those. These are ours.
But she's doing things like, hey, guys, 10th caller, let me know if you're Coach, she's like, 10th caller. Hey,
it's Behan's.
Hey, let me know what you're going to do this weekend on Broadway. 10th caller. And then Behan's.
It's Christina Ibarra. Hey. I mean, hey, it's Anthony Carl Juan. Hey.
It's Mo in Tampa.
Elizabeth Dubois. Jesus
I'm
Munoz.
Delivering mail right now.
Hey, it's
Erica Korovic.
It's your boy in Alonzo. He calls from Texas. Hey, man, okay. Getty. are you on Broadway? What were you saying?
Nah, man, I live in Texas, but Eddie.
Hey, this is Tim Sipper. You know what I mean? I want to say, Raisin Eddie. What? I thought you were caller 10. I don't give a damn about a caller 10.
10th caller, what are you doing on Broadway? This is Big T. I listen to the show all the time. Sore Losers? No, what are you doing on Broadway? Bye.
Coach, we have a number we can give him, right?
We don't.
We don't?
It switches over.
This is Julia Dillon. Yeah, can I talk to Eddie? No, this is the midday show on WSIA. Sorry. Hey, Ricky Whitewall here. What's up, man?
I want to talk about how I disagree with Lunchbox.
Yeah, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers is so much better than Lunchbox gives him credit for. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, one of our people, like Sore Losers Chris, he's like, yeah, and I'll hang up and listen. What? You're hanging up on me?
No, don't hang up.
Hey, this is Thomas Waters. I want to shoot the shit with the boys.
Okay, Coach. I see you're reading a list of names, Coach.
Okay, we can't do the S word on the air. I'm sorry that you
Lunch
did that.
Lunch does it all the time.
Just hit that bleep button.
Hey, I want to hear the gunshot.
Oh,
gunshot.
My gosh.
She hits the emergency button.
Engineering, help.
Someone threatened to shoot me.
Coach, yeah, that'll work out real well.
Yeah, I guess not, Coach.
All right.
I mean, we could do it, but it would totally screw with the local person.
We'd have to talk to Battle.
Well, then, yes, that would take communication.
Guys,
which
here's the paw print.
That bad buck?
Yeah, he poses that.
Yeah, put that on the Twitter, Coach.
Coach, it has nails and everything.
Coach, is that his taint?
Coach, that's not his arm, Coach. That's his anus.
I mean, it looks like a damn...
Hey, he just put little paws around his butthole.
Oh, I see what the middle hole is.
It's a butthole. Is that a sun? No, it's his butthole. Interesting.
All right, let's go.
Paw print's a little dirty.
All right, let's go.
All right. We said we were going a long time ago.
All right, we're done.
Hey, you know what? We need to invite Julio Jones on the podcast. He moved here to town. Maybe
Coach, we haven't landed any of those invites.
I don't understand how we can't get good guests.
Well, we need to talk to Up Above to help us.
No.
Because us just tweeting at people.
I mean, I try tweeting at them, and I don't get any response.
Manziel.
That's how
come
I got.
Come on the potty. Hold on.
That's
Manziel.
How I got Luan is from tweet. I hit him on Twitter. That's how I got Luan. That was the only one. Everyone else ignores us.
I think we have to go through management companies. Agents.
I don't even know how to do that.
Agents.
That sounds like something for Arnold.
Yeah. Arnold!
All right, goodbye,
it's
everyone.
It's been like an hour and 30 minutes.
All right, really? How long, Coach?
Hour.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, that's what he did the whole podcast.
Coach, I couldn't stop yawning.
What?
Yeah, he goes.
Oh, yeah.
I
know. Coaches, I fell asleep at the 30-minute mark.
Put that date down so we can play golf with those dudes.
All right.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.